Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Brown's appearance on WGR is being brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills. And by the Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women.
Allen has to throw it wide open. It's Samuel scampering to the end zone, and he's in for the touchdown. Well, welcome to the end zone, Curtis Samuel. A 12-yard touchdown reception, his first as a Buffalo Bill.
Highlights of the game brought to you by Northland Workforce Training Center. Train for what's next. We'll talk with Chris Brown, who had the call of the Bills' win over the Chiefs here on Buffalo Bills Football Monday, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Chris, we've had a lot of Josh Allen highlights. You want to rank that number one, top five? I mean, it's an iconic run, at least in the context of this season.
Yeah, it's up there, and maybe because of the game in which it was played, it could very well easily be up for consideration for his best. That run reminded me of one he had against Jacksonville as a rookie late in the season, where he stiff-armed a defensive end and ran over a defensive back as well. And that run may have been even a little bit longer than the one yesterday, but that was ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And look, I don't know why. And Nick Bolton is, you know, a guy that is a hard-hitting linebacker. I mean, he's unbelievable in the run front for them. And when I saw that matchup coming, I was like, oh, this is going to be interesting. But he didn't have the angle to really bring his full weight into the tackle. And so it was just shocking to me just watching Josh like shrug him off like he was a fly on his arm. And then Brian Cook tries to tackle him high, and I'm just like, well, that's a mistake. So, you know, then he's into the end zone. It's just, he's ridiculous. He's one of one.
When did you think he was going to score? I don't know if you saw it on the replay or if you even saw it live, but Mac Hollins is celebrating when Allen is at the 20. I don't know that many thought he was that he was that confident that early, but
no.
he's because he's so big, Chris, like when he's moving that fast, for me maybe it was like at the 5 though. It's like when his momentum starts getting close, like he's just so hard to bring down that you like you just kind of mentioned on Bolton, you got to have the perfect angle, and you got to be ready to tackle him. Because if you just get a piece of Josh Allen, you're not taking him down.
Right, and I think we all know the ultimate competitor that Josh is. I was very focused on that play on the first down marker, and he's still pumping his arm like he's going to throw it as he gets to the line of scrimmage. And I'm just focused on, is he past the first down marker? Okay, it's a first down. And then I'm like, oh, he's got some room here. And once he has a head of steam, it's very hard to deny him. And knowing the circumstances of the game, and look, by the way, let's give Sean McDermott some credit here too, right? Like the conventional play there is to kick the field goal. But I think everybody in the building, including Coach McDermott, knew up 5 and giving the ball back to Mahomes with 2 minutes is a death sentence. And he trusted number 17, and number 17 made him look really good.
Chris Brown on the Western Hotline chatting about this game from yesterday. Allen looked good. the receivers in this game. You know, Dawson Knox able to step up, and Amari Cooper's return. He's had a couple of nice games here for the Bills. A couple of big catches for him. You know, they're missing a couple of big pieces, but Allen able to find things and, you know, enough easy button throws, enough yak plays. It kind of looks like, you know, this Bills offense has found what it's been searching for a couple of years with other guys to shoulder a little bit more of the passing game from Josh.
Yeah, I was kind of number crunching this week their third down conversion rate, which has surged in the last month. I mean, they were languishing around 25th in the league in third down conversion percentage just over a month ago. Coming into this week's game, they had already raised that ranking to 15th in the league by going 50% conversion or better each of the last 3 weeks. But this week it was the Chiefs and a very good defense, probably one of the best three defenses in the league. And they go over 50% conversion yesterday in a game where running the football was supremely difficult. So to see them execute on the money down as well as they did against a defense of this caliber is very impressive. And to your point,
this holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Different guys are contributing on third down. Yes, we all know Shakir is the money player, old reliable, as I call him, and he had some big third down conversions in the game yesterday, but he was not alone. Mac Hollins' only catch of the game goes for a huge first down. And there were other guys. I mean, Curtis Samuel has a single game high 5 receptions yesterday and scores a touchdown. So he emerges when other people are down. And so I asked Joe Brady this in our pregame interview on the Bills Radio Network. I said, when you're getting this level of distribution with different guys giving you conversions on third down, how much more difficult is your offense to defend? And he said, we expect people to focus on Shakir, but we have many other people that can deliver on that money down, and we're seeing it.
And that was happening right from the get-go. Cooper with a couple of plays down the field, Samuel as well. I mean, really, Chris, it's maybe even more impressive they were able to have that game without any semblance of the run game and also missing both Coleman and Kincaid.
Right. And the fact that they also went 3-for-4 in the red zone without Kincaid and Coleman, who are big, big targets in that area of the field, I think says something as well. And here's the one that really shocks me, guys. So I already mentioned the run game was a struggle, but they never went away from the run game and went all aired out. And that's what Brian Daboll or Ken Dorsey might have done in the past. And Joe Brady did not. And you say, well, why do you keep beating your head against the wall? Fourth quarter, they start running play action on first down and get some critical plays with the Chiefs biting on it because they never strayed away from it. And then you look at the bottom of the stat sheet at the end of the game, and the Chiefs, who are number one in the league in time of possession, have the ball for 26 minutes and change, and it's the Bills with 34 minutes of possession time. That made a difference in the game, too.
Defensively, Chris, they forced turnovers, yes, but also 4 punts. You know, against the Chiefs, I'm always thinking about how they can get failed drives out of Mahomes. And 4 punts, a couple of turnovers. They had a game plan. They didn't get beat by Travis Kelce. It was worthy early. And this narrative, or whatever, this idea that the Bills are feeling things out in the first half only to then lock it up in the second half, I feel like it's getting easier to buy with each passing week.
Yeah, because it keeps happening. It keeps happening. And look, Bobby Babich and the defensive staff do an excellent job of finding out what they're trying to do, and they have answers each and every week, and they make it supremely difficult. For anyone that forgot, this is the Chiefs are the best third down conversion team in football. And look, they still converted 50%. I think they went 5 of 10 yesterday. But I think the biggest difference was the Bills weren't letting them get first downs without even getting to third down. You remember the playoff game last year, the Chiefs were 1 for 5 on third down, but they only had five third downs in the game, which means they didn't even get to third down half the time. When you see them up around 10, 12, 14 third down opportunities, that means the defense is winning on first and second down, and they did a good enough job of that yesterday. And then, of course, the takeaways, it's just unbelievable. 11 straight games. Every game this season they've had takeaways, and again, they finished yesterday plus one with the Bernard pick at the end of the game.
Feels like a good time for a bye week.
No, amen to that. Amen to that. But there are some bodies hanging. You know, Sal interviewed Curtis Samuel on the field right after the game ended, so we threw it down to him, and he asked him about the bye week, and Curtis was even saying himself, he goes, I really need the bye week. My body's hanging right now. And I think this is a well-timed bye week. I think you get anything between week 9 and week 12. It's really an ideal time to let the bodies heal up, and then you can really just kind of sprint to the finish, you know, knowing you've only got 6 games left in the regular season. I think it's a well-timed bye for this team.
Chris Brown on the Western Hotline. Chris, thanks very much, and we'll chat heading into San Francisco.
All right, guys, take it easy.
Bills and the Niners on Sunday Night Football after the bye week. Chris' appearance brought to you by his appearance on WGR brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills. And by Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women.
It'll be a big one for the Niners. They're in last in their division.
Who do they play this week?
They are at Green Bay.
Okay.
So, like, I mean, they better get it together. Before they play the Bills, maybe even. Hey, let TRS Heating and Air Conditioning intercept your heating bills. Enter now, WGR550.com. Chance to win $1,200 towards your home heating costs. Contest ends on January 5th. TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence. Powering tomorrow, comforting today.
Here's the snap, back to pass, blitz coming. They pick it up. Allen hit as he throws. He's got Cooper, who pulled it in. Did he get both feet down? They say yes. And the chance of Coop go up from the crowd, a 25-yard pass play as he beat Nazi Johnson.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4. Charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.